And this is Tamara Keith in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where last night Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine pulled up in their bright blue campaign bus. Clinton and Kaine's bus tour is taking them through parts of Ohio and Pennsylvania where they are vulnerable, where Donald Trump's pledge to make America great again, bring back jobs, and reopen shuttered factories speaks to economic frustrations. But Kaine argued those are empty promises.
But unlike Hillary Clinton, when Donald Trump talks about fixing it, no details, no plans. It's just, it's going to be great, believe me. Everybody's going to be rich, believe me. We're going to beat ISIS, believe me. Does anybody here believe him?
It's almost as if Clinton and Kaine are on an America is already great tour. Yesterday, they visited a factory that makes Kinex brand toys for kids. Today, it's an advanced manufacturing company in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Last night, Clinton was talking jobs.
Mr. Trump will cost you 3.5 million jobs. Now, why should that be a surprise? He has cost people jobs all over our country.
She's referring to a new report from Moody's Analytics that found if all of Clinton's proposals were implemented, the economy would create more than 10 million jobs in her first term. According to the analysis, that is 3 million more than under current law.
I'm telling you what we will do because I want you to say, okay, she came here with Tim Kaine for their job interview. They told us what they will do. Now, what did the other guy offer? Nothing.
On the first day of the general election, Clinton and Trump played to part. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.